Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric since 1936. MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. It's available on iOS and Android. Well, today we're going to talk about the Center for the Arts, some of the things that are coming up to in the next month or so here. Corinne Phan joins us in studio. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Busy, I guess?
Yes, we are very busy. We have a show right now, Moon Over Buffalo, that is playing, and we have one more weekend with Moon Over Buffalo, and then after just one weekend off, we're going to open up Seussical the Musical, which Anna Claire is here to give us a little taste of.
Awesome, awesome. Pull that mic a little bit closer to you there and muscle it around. So, let's see. Heather, you are in, what are you playing again in Seussical?
I'm playing Maisie.
Maisie,
yes.
Okay, very good. And it is Heather, right?
No, I'm Heather.
No.
She's Anna Claire.
Well, I didn't see her name on here anywhere.
So
there
sorry.
It is, I see it. See
Anna Claire,
yep, yep, yep. Anna Claire. Is it Anna Claire or Clara?
Anna Claire.
Anna Claire. That's what it says here. So Corinne did a great job in sending this to me here. So got all this information. And so let's do a little rewind, shall we? Center for the Arts got a lot going on, of course. So Maisie, what is... Well, I guess maybe first of all, either one of you, kind of explain what Seussical the Musical is. It sounds like Dr. Seussy.
Yes, it is a musical all about Dr. Seuss. It mainly follows the story of Horton the Elephant, but it kind of skips around. You see all kinds of different characters from all of the books and all the movies. Mm. It's one of those shows you just can't help but smile the entire time.
Yeah.
It is so fun, and it's one of those shows you can go with literally any age, a kid, parent, grandparent, and everyone will have a good time. It's
yeah.
a fun one.
So what... What inspired you to try out for one of the spots in Seussical?
Oh, gosh. Seussical was one of the first shows I ever saw. My brother was actually in it, and I remember the girl that played Maisie, and I was like, I want to do that role one day.
Yeah.
And I think I was 8 when I saw that show, so 10 years later, here I am, and I've been having so much fun.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Did you do a lot of theater in high school?
Yes, I did. I started theater freshman year of high school, and... did all of that. I graduated a year ago, and I've just been hitting the ground running ever since.
Yeah.
I love it.
So are you furthering your educational experiences somewhere?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out if college is the decision for me.
Yeah.
But if I did, I definitely would do anything, musical theater or performing, because I love it.
Yeah. So you're spending a lot of time doing that, then, it
yes.
sounds like.
Yeah. Anna Claire is one of our most regular volunteers. You can see her on stage several times a year, and she also came up through our Center Stage Academy program.
Oh, awesome.
So she's one of our favorites. We all love Anna Claire and love having her on stage. She's a joy to watch.
Yeah. So what are some of the other things that you've done?
Well, recently I was in All Shook Up, which was super fun. I'm trying to think what happened last year. I was recently in Pippin and Bring It On. Those are the most recent things that I've done with Center.
Mm, well, that sounds fun. So I know we kind of skipped ahead a little bit, but Moon Over Buffalo, are there still any tickets available?
There are some. We have one more weekend of Moon Over Buffalo. So the shows are Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and then Saturday and Sunday at 2:00. So we have 4 more shows of Moon Over Buffalo. If you're not familiar with that one, it is a play. It's not a musical. So if you're one of those people who would rather see a straight play, then this is one for you. It is so funny. Mm. Anna Claire and
oh,
I
goodness.
Were there last weekend watching, and it's just hilarious. There's a lot of door slamming.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a lot.
a lot of people in and out and running around, and a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
The story is set in Buffalo in Repertory Theater. Some kind of older actors that are maybe wondering if their has-beens are about to do a play and they think that Frank Capra is going to be in the audience. And so they're trying to get themselves ready to see Frank Capra because this might be their big break. And hilarity ensues. It's awfully silly. But it's also really approachable. If you're not a person who goes to the theater very often, you're not sure if it might be for you, give Moon Over Buffalo a try, because it really is one that I think just about everybody would enjoy. I can't think of a person who would not like something as silly and fun as Moon Over Buffalo.
Yeah.
So tickets are available at borougharts.org, or you can call our box office. That number is 615-904-2787, and Prom is over there right now. So she can get tickets for you, or you can go online and see what the availability is. But just one more weekend on that one, and then we move on to Susan.
Yeah, yeah. And a flex pass may be a good idea too. Take a look at the schedule and see, and maybe there are a couple of additional plays you'd like to come see.
Yeah, our flex passes are probably our most versatile option. You can buy either a 5-ticket pass, 10, or 15, but you can use those tickets however you want. So 5 people can go see one show, and you can use it that way if you have a flex 5, or one person could go see 5 different shows. You could use 2, 2, and 1, or 2 and 3, whatever you want to do. And so it gives you a lot of choices, and also offers you a little bit of a discount on your per ticket price when you buy those as flex passes.
And I think with Moon Over Buffalo's final weekend coming up, there's also, what is it called, Director Talkback?
Yeah, we're going to do a talkback on Saturday afternoon. We always do that the second Saturday of every show. And the Director Talkback with Reagan will be on Saturday at about 4:30. We start shortly after the matinee finishes, and just talk with the director about their vision for the show and how they came to their final product. And it's always a really interesting conversation. That's a free event that we offer to the community after the show.
So are there you do a matinee on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
With this one?
Okay. Yes, we do.
All right.
Yep.
Well, very good. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the last weekend for Moon Over Buffalo at the Center for the Arts. Heather Steele is with us today, and Anna Claire Ashley, who is playing Maisie in Seussical the Musical. Kind of tell me how you got the Convention and Visitors Bureau on board. That sounds fun, you know, as
a
sponsor.
Well, we have a lot of community sponsors. That's one of the things that I love about the Center for the Arts, that I say to people all the time, art is for everyone. And so we have a lot of sponsors within our community that kind of believe the same thing. They want to support the arts and bring that to this area. And so the Convention Bureau is one of our sponsors for this year, and we're so glad to have them.
That's awesome.
We have a lot of really great show sponsors, and they're as valuable to us as all of our volunteers who put on our shows, and so we're just so thankful for their partnership.
Seussical the Musical is going to run February 28th through March 16th, and this would also be an opportunity maybe for homeschool groups or even schools to come out and see this?
Yeah, one of the things that we have been doing the last year or so is field trips for schools. And so we are doing Seussical the Musical as a field trip option for schools. That'll be March 4th, 5th, and 6th. We do have some availability still for teachers to connect with me and bring out either their class or their whole grade. We have one school is bringing their entire school to come and see Seussical the Musical. So that's an option as well. And I'm the one who's taking care of those. So my email is heather@borougharts.org. So if you're listening and think, I've got a group, I want to bring them, shoot me an email and I will be happy to get you a spot. We're hosting that offsite, so that'll be at a different location. But the main stage production of Seussical will run 3 weekends at the Center for the Arts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you're going to have a little extra work, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm excited though. It's going to be fun.
So how many different performances will you be doing for these school groups?
Six.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 9 a.m. and 11:30. And then they have 12 performances on the main stage as well. So that makes
18.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got a lot. But Seussical, like Anna Claire said, it is approachable for all ages, whether you're a child or a parent or a grandparent or, you know, any group. It is just, there's enough adult humor and enough child humor that it's a good mix for both, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anna Claire, you are playing Maisie, yes. And you have actually are going to bring us a little snippet of that. So maybe set that up for us and tell us what you're going to be singing.
Yes. So I'm singing Maisie's main song. It's kind of her intro into the show called Amazing Maisie. She's very full of herself. She is very glamorous, very glitzy. She loves to be the center of attention. So this is kind of her intro song into for the audience to kind of get a feel for who she is.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Here is Anna Claire Ashley, and this is from Seussical the Musical.
Poor little Gertrude. A sorry sight, but I'm gonna take you under my wing, and baby, you'll be all right. I was once a plain little bird like you, kid. One pathetic feather was all I grew. I had nothing show-offish. What's a plain bird to do? And there's certainly nothing show-offish on you. Then I made a plan for my self-improvement. No more crumbs, I vowed I would have the cake. Yes, I went to the doctor. Doctor, take by the lake. And he told me what sort of a pill I should take. Now, I'm amazing, Maisie, as feathered can be now. Amazing, Maisie, it was all for sale. Amazing, Maisie, the birds are all whistling at me now. Amazing, Maisie, baby, that's my tail. High or low, watch her go. To and fro, Maisie's fabulous tail. Left and right, day or night. Kid, you're turning green, what a sight. Maisie's fabulous tail. Get those pills, and you can have frills. Your heart's on is certain to see. And you can be amazing. Well, almost as amazing as me.
All right, very good. That's awesome. It's hard to do this early in the morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now you know why we love Anna Claire. She's such a brilliant performer.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. You're going to have some morning shows, too, so I guess this is good practice for that, right? Are you in plays, musicals? Is that your favorite, or do you have a favorite?
I've never done a straight play before. I would love to in the future, but musicals are definitely my route.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're very... very, very talented at that.
Thank you.
And kind of got a start in Center Stage Academy, and you've got some registrations going on, right?
She did, yeah. We still have some new classes that are starting up. Our production classes are in full swing, but we're about to start visual arts, and so we still have some openings there. And all of the information about classes can be found on our website, borougharts.org. There's a tab for the youth programs. And then it won't be too long before summer programs become available. So... summer registrations for summer camp go pretty quickly, so just kind of keep your eyes open. If you're following us on social media, you'll definitely see some information about summer camps. We have lots of options. We do performance camps, we do visual arts, and photography. There's a lot of great things coming up, so if you've got some kiddos in your life that might need something to do this summer, take a look, because we've got some fun things.
Definitely need something to do for the kiddos. And got like 30 seconds left here or so, but don't want to forget, too, that you've got some special things going on at the gallery, too.
That's right. Yeah, Robin Cadell is still with us in the gallery. Her exhibit opened last month. It's called Mood Music, Music That Moves Me. And she has some really beautiful abstract paintings in there. That is free and open to the public, so you can come and visit us any day and come see Robin's beautiful work.
Sounds good. Borougharts.org or at Borougharts on any of the social media platforms. And I guess break a leg, right?
Yep. Yes, yep. Thank you.
It's been nice having you here today. Anna Claire Ashley joining us. She'll be in Seussical the Musical upcoming. That's starting the 28th and running through March 16th. And also joining us, Heather Steele from the Center for the Arts here in Murfreesboro. Have a good day, everybody.